The ICU is dim at 2 a.m. Monitors tick and hiss. Disinfectant hangs in the air. Ruben, 67, is dying of liver failure. The attending is blunt. There is no reversal possible, and he may have only hours. Ruben is awake right now, but fading. His grip is surprisingly strong as he catches your sleeve. "Please," he whispers, "baptize me." You are the on-call chaplain, and you are an ordained rabbi. In the hallway, his adult daughter, Priya, wipes her face with the edge of her sleeve. She tells you Ruben was raised Hindu, drifted over the years, and that this request is coming from confusion, not conviction. The attending adds another complication. Ruben's capacity has been fluctuating tonight. You lean close and ask Ruben to tell you what baptism means to him and why he wants it now. For a moment, his eyes clear, focused, and steady. "I know exactly what I'm asking," he says. "There is no Christian chaplain in the building tonight. If you wait, he may not be awake again. If you act, you may be honoring a final, lucid choice, or overriding his history and his family's view of what is true for him. What's your call?"